Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello,
nine, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
All right, out of the chute. We have rules for today's podcast.
Oh, I love rules. What
rules?
Are they?
Our podcasts never have rules.
This rule, yeah, we do. In contrast, yesterday's podcast, we have to have a whole different type of podcast. Yesterday's podcast was so foul. It was so filthy. It was just so uncomfortable and cringeworthy. Today, we have to have the opposite. Let's try it. Let's just see if we can test ourselves and just do a 15-minute podcast where it can be listened out loud in front of kids and coworkers. What do you say?
I think it's going to be easy because the biggest offender is not here.
Okay. Danielle?
Well, no.
Not talking about Danielle.
Well, no. But you know what? She can be pretty offensive. We all can.
Yeah.
For sure.
You're talking about Dave Brody.
Yes. It's obvious.
Here's the wild card. Danielle's out of the room. She's going to walk in. She could just drop the F-bomb or say something crazy right off the bat without us knowing.
No. We will let her know it as soon as she walks in.
Okay.
You know, Elvis, we've been doing this podcast for very long, and I have to upload these podcasts every day, and it's the first time I really clicked the not safe for work check mark on the box because I felt awkward.
From yesterday's.
Wow.
Danielle, do you agree?
Hello?
Do you agree? Okay, Danielle, we have rules you need to know before you say one more word.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yesterday's podcast was so crass and dirty and foul. The rule
fabulous.
Today, no. Oh. Well, it might have been, but we need to test ourselves and make sure we can do a 15-minute morning show podcast today that can be played in front of children and coworkers.
Well, I'm leaving then.
Okay. No, you're not.
Come on, I have enough children stuff at home.
Well, Gandhi, do you want to tell her what you said about her when she wasn't in the room?
Oh, he said the biggest offender is not in the room. And I jokingly said, Danielle?
Wait, did I really say bad stuff yesterday?
No, it wasn't you.
Oh,
you
no.
say bad
you.
Stuff every day.
Oh, that's
hey,
true.
No, to be fair, we all say bad stuff every
yeah,
day.
Yeah, for sure.
But no, Dave Brody's like, ugh.
Yeah, It was pretty vile yesterday.
You know, he's at home right now listening to this, yelling at his phone like, hey,
maybe he'll get the lesson. We can't talk about that kind of stuff on a regular basis.
Oh, boy.
Disgusting.
I know, but the reason I'm bringing it up is, no, I'm not trying to impress anyone with the fact that, you know, we can be clean. I think we should prove to ourselves that we have the discipline to do 15 minutes without being, you know, fucking dirty.
Oh, wow.
But you do it for 4 hours every day.
We do. I think that's our limit.
Well, see, I just broke my own rule.
You did.
Yeah,
oh, boy.
See?
Oh, well. Oh, okay, maybe we'll do it tomorrow. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I was looking, I don't know if anybody's interested in this or not, but I was looking at the Elvis Duran Show post, and they at the Ask Us Anything part, there were some pretty interesting questions.
Oh, did we post another one of those questions?
No, this was from yesterday.
Oh, okay.
You could ask us whatever you wanted. Like, people want to know, why is Nate called a murderer?
Okay.
You know, things like that. No?
I think we should tell the story. I mean, you do know the story, right, Gandhi?
I do know the story.
Because Danielle was here. She heard it, and Garrett and Scary.
You guys, and then whoever that texter was threw me under the bus.
What do you mean?
How so?
Okay. So you remember how this conversation went. We started talking about the girl that I went on a date with, and I gave her my jacket. It was cold outside. It was cold.
Seersucker.
Yeah, it was Seersucker jacket. So I gave it to her. We were waiting for a cab. She got into the cab, never saw her again with my jacket.
Yeah.
So that break ended. We go to commercial, and everybody's like, oh, my God, Nate, that sucks. That girl's such a bitch. You know, you're better off without her. Forget the jacket. You move on. Somebody in that commercial break right before we went back on the air said, well, maybe Nate murdered her and said she stole his jacket as
an
alibi.
It was probably David Brody.
No.
It was a listener.
It was a very clever listener.
So he came back from break and I read it, and then it turned into theory that maybe he could be a murderer.
It snowballed, and then everybody from that believes that I'm a murderer to this day.
Could be.
I'm not a murderer.
You know what? You're innocent until proven guilty, but I don't know.
Not in today's world.
No, you are guilty from the get-go in today's world.
Guilty.
If you ever made a joke about murder, you are a murderer.
Yeah, exactly. And the only thing I can do now is joke about it, because if you take it seriously, then everybody thinks you're a murderer.
Yep.
Well, then didn't we ask you, hey, can you get her to at least reach out to us so we know she's okay? And you never did.
Oh, well, she's not responding.
But she sent you back the jacket.
She did.
Oh, good.
Months later.
Yeah, but that was it.
Could have been shipped from the coroner's office.
Could have been.
I know. Or maybe I sent it myself.
I think it was the crappiest date. She really didn't want anything to do.
No, we made out on that date. I still don't know what the hell happened.
Maybe you weren't good. Well, maybe making out killed it.
Oh, stop. Should
we go down a list of the people you've made out with and we've had problems with?
Oh, okay. Can we transition to the next topic?
I mean,
they all complain, all of them. All right, so what's another? So now you know how he's been accused of being a murderer, because he murdered someone.
Nah, I'm about to murder you.
Allegedly. We have to say allegedly.
No, I'm pretty sure he did it.
Y'all suck.
Yes, we do. Okay, what's another listener question?
Okay, hello. I love you, Elvis. What time do you guys wake up in the morning?
It depends on where we are. So what time, Danielle, what time do you wake up in the morning?
The alarm goes off at 3:30, and then you go snooze, 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 snooze. So by the time I get out of bed, it's usually by 4:45.
Four? Yeah. What about you, Gandhi?
I get up at about 3:45, 4 between then.
Yeah, you get up really early, so you're probably the earliest riser. What about you, Garrett?
Depends on the day, but during a normal week when I'm here, up at like 3:30.
Why?
Wow. Sorry. I'm one of the first ones in to get stuff done.
Huh. You do. I mean, you do have a lot of sound to listen to online. You may be winning the prize. What time do you wake up, Scary?
4:20 every morning. That's my alarm. And I live close. That's why.
And I can't see everyone in the room because I'm
Danielle
not there.
Danielle and Nate. That's it.
Well,
we talked to Danielle. Yeah. Nate.
It goes off at 4, then I snooze twice, so I'm out of bed at 4:18. Now, why is a snooze alarm 9 minutes?
Yeah,
I've never understood that.
I think that's so 10. Weird. I agree.
Stupid.
Why is that?
Okay. Here's mine. Mm-hmm. My initial alarm is at 4:45, but I usually set it for 5:15.
Nice. That's awesome.
But when I'm out here in Santa Fe, I set the alarm for 2:30. So it's kind of weird. You know what I'm doing? So I'm out in Santa Fe all this week. We're not really talking about it on the show. This is like a bonus you get for listening to the podcast. Woo!
Yeah.
Hey. When I'm out here this week, I'm out here just alone with Max until Alex gets here this weekend. I'm living on New York time. So I'll go to bed at 8 Santa Fe time.
Oh.
So that means I'm going to bed at 10 o'clock New York time.
Wow.
So I'm actually feeling rested this week because I don't have anyone here to keep me up late. So
that's good.
Yeah. So this is the trick. So I'm up at 2:30 here, which is 4:30 New York time, which is earlier than I usually get up.
Wow.
Right.
Okay. Question answer.
Oh, I have a question that I saw yesterday on the, who has the longest commute and the shortest commute? Oh. I know who has the shortest.
Me.
Yeah, I might have the longest. Duran.
I think Nate does.
I think
Nate?
Scotty does.
How long is yours?
Oh, Nate, mine is 35, 40 minutes, depending on the,
how many miles?
I don't even know.
Yeah, mine's around an hour.
In New York City, you have to go by time. You don't go by miles.
Yeah, okay. But doesn't Scotty B live far, far away? No.
He lives in Long Island, so yeah. This is far,
he's about,
too.
I'll ask.
My commute is 11 minutes from when I walk out to when I walk in. It's great.
Now, when I'm living in this, when I'm in the city, my commute is 5 minutes. Here in Santa Fe, my commute is 15 seconds.
Your Santa Fe commute is the greatest thing
and
ever.
That's if I get out of bed and walk quickly.
So Scotty B is about 45 minutes to an hour, he said.
Yeah. Okay.
So I guess, Nate, you win that one.
Yeah.
An hour in?
Trust me, I wish it wasn't that long.
And you don't have traffic. There's no traffic for you.
Really? No, it depends because a lot of times they're finishing up construction at that time of the morning. So whatever they're working on, they're clearing the trucks and the lanes and all. It's just a mess.
Cones.
Yeah.
Well, this is a boring podcast. We're not talking about
interesting.
It's very gynecological wonders.
What are some other questions? Okay, of all the events that you guys have attended, which has been the most fun? That's interesting.
Elvis's wedding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's not an event.
Yeah.
Not,
what?
They're talking about like work events. That wasn't work.
Well, nothing compares
to that.
That
was a good
one,
though. Yeah.
That morning show, the last show we did before your wedding was an event.
That was the one here at the house.
Oh, you know what? One of the best trips we ever went on, because you know we do the party planes with the listeners sometimes.
Right.
When we were with Rihanna in St. Lucia.
Wow. That was a long time
ago. And one of the account executives at the time got naked in front of her. And every time she sees him, she just remembers that. She always remembers that. She was
that guy,
just starting
his
out.
His name was Bob. Remember Bob?
Yes, Bob.
He
Lynch.
Was funny
Bob
as
Lynch.
Hell. Oh, yeah. He made me laugh so hard.
We had
dancing
so
around
much
the pool.
Fun, yeah. And she had just done Ponda Replay. That was just came out, remember?
Early days. I think it's safe to say that, you know, how can you really point out one great event? We go to so many fun events, you know?
Yeah. I think all the time how fortunate we all are to do all of these like once in a lifetime things so many times. Yeah. I just think like I'm so much luckier than I ever should be, but it's great.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun at the Wine and Food Festival
that
we all
awesome.
Went to. It was just a ton of listeners. The food was amazing.
Yeah, that
and
was
everyone was so nice.
Crazy.
I love that.
Great. I got one chicken wing.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, that's
boo-hoo.
What happens when you're like the man of the hour.
It's your fault for being popular.
All right. Give us another question. Go.
If you had a theme song to describe yourselves, what would it be and why?
Clang, clang, clang with the trolley because I'm gay. Next.
Okay. Which is a talent that you wish you had?
No. Other people can answer that.
Oh, wait. Okay. Other theme songs. Nate.
Golden Girls. Thank you for being
How does that describe you?
Because I like that song. It just always puts me in a good mood.
Okay.
How can you not be in a bad mood when you hear, ba-na-na-na? I want to learn how to play the piano, but only that song. Da-na-na-na.
Oh, my gosh.
I would go with the Jeopardy theme song. I feel like it's just constantly playing in the back of my head while I think about things.
You're always writing down the answer.
Yes, always. What is?
Or the question. What about you, Garrett? What's your theme song?
I'll go the theme song for Boy Meets World.
Mm. Oh.
Okay.
I don't know if I even know what that was.
I do.
Okay.
Well, what is it?
I'm not going to sing it. Like, I can't sing
it.
You
when
can't
this boy
sing
meets
your
world, boy meets world.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah, it was better off not being
If you cannot perform your own theme song, it's not your theme song.
I did it. It's my theme
Scary,
song.
Scary, what's your theme song?
I can't even think of one. I wouldn't even know.
Mr. Music himself. Come on.
I don't have a theme song.
Beastie Boys.
No.
You have a fight for your right to party.
That's good.
Yeah, nah.
Danielle, do you have one?
I would pick any Disney princess song that's out there.
A Whole New World. Done.
A Whole New Anything. Yeah.
Love that song.
I like that question. That's a good one.
Okay, so the next one then. What is a talent that you wish you had?
Oh.
Elvis has mine.
What? What's that? Blowjobs?
Hey! You're on the podcast!
Yes, put money in the jar.
Damn
you need to put money in the jar.
I think that's what Nate was referring to.
Not what I was referring to.
What?
No! I don't even want to say it now. It's so.
What talent do I have?
You can play the piano.
Oh, not that well.
That's a good one.
I don't care.
May I tell you what talent I wish I had? Yes. I wish I had the talent that each and every one of you has then we could save money.
Hey. I would love to dance like the people on Dancing with the Stars, like those professional dancers. Oh my gosh, they are so, I can't, they're so insane, and it just amazes me.
That's good.
Yeah.
There's so many talents I wish I had. I wish that I was really, we talked about this earlier today, I wish I could be really great with chemistry. Like, it would be awesome to be a chemist and just know that these
You can
two,
learn that stuff, though.
You can,
go to
yet
a chemistry
I've not.
Class. Go to a chemistry. I'll get you a periodic
Fine.
Table of elements.
Go to a piano lesson, Nate.
Okay, I will. I'm
Nate,
gonna,
go right? to a blowjob lesson.
Oh, my God.
Elvin.
More which, money in the jar.
Which means he's bad at it, then.
Oh, God.
You guys. Jeez. Terrible.
Scary? Garrett?
I'd like to be able to sing really
to sing?
Well. Yeah.
Yeah. Go Let's to voice lesson.
I can't sing. I suck.
Let's judge you right
I
now.
Suck.
Do it. They made
no,
me sing. You have
I
to sing
can't
now.
Sing.
Come on, sing something.
I can't sing.
Sing, what? Sing a song. What?
Scary can't even whistle.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Try it.
No, I have to whistle has, between my two teeth.
He has the counterfeit teeth. Whistle, like this.
But that's good.
It's not.
I that's wish, better than me.
It's,
so
it's
weird
very
to
low. It's only amplified because it's through a microphone.
This is
can
mine.
You whistle? Wait. Let me hear yours, Danielle.
Oh, that's
okay,
awful.
Okay. Garrett, can you whistle?
No, I spit.
What about you, Gandhi?
See, but you're all pursing your lips when you
I can do
that.
Do it. Well, that's how you whistle. Hello?
See, I'm doing it between the crack in my well, two you're... front teeth and my tongue.
I don't have a crack in my two
you
front
gotta
teeth.
The profile
unfair. Shot of Scary is very pricey.
It is really funny.
It looks like when he takes a photo.
He looks like a monster.
Okay. I can't do
all right,
with
what other questions do you have?
All right, how about what should I do on my Norwegian cruise?
Oh my God, everything.
Oh my gosh, everything. All the things.
Try just not go- to eat as much as I did.
Why? Just eat, go. It's your vacation. Have fun. Don't listen to those rules. Don't listen to us. Just go have fun.
I'm going on the boat on
ship.
Ship.
It's not a boat. It's not a boat.
The ship on Sunday to go check out the Bliss.
Cool. Okay, how about this one? Especially because he's not here, it might be a good time to address. Does Brody provide real-time joke writing? Because you
yes.
all seem very clever and quick in your funny responses.
Well, to be honest, we do have our own responses,
yes.
first and foremost. He is there to add to that.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
We cannot give him all the credit for the fun.
No.
And as far as one person on the show is concerned, several people write him jokes. It's not always just Brody.
That's
although
right.
Brody
right.
does do the majority.
Sometimes there are other people that stand to the left and to the right of Elvis that give him jokes.
Oh. The majority of our jokes come from us as individuals.
That's right, Elvis.
Damn it.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, mm-hmm. back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, yeah. okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then mm-hmm. a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host
of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. All that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.